look at the signs of Ahlul Jannah, and we've been looking at the inscriptions that are on the doors of Jannah as per a hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Masud, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by the angel Jibreel about the inscriptions on the 8 doors of Jannah and the 7 doors of Jahannam. Well, today let's look at the 6th door of Jannah, where the inscription says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Man arada an yakuna qabruhu wasi'an fasihan falyabni al-masajid. Wa man arada an la ta'aqulahu didanu tahta al-ard falyuskin al-masajid. Wa man ahabba an yakuna tariyan mutarran la yabla falyukannis al-masajid. Wa man ahabba an yara mawdi'ahu fil jannah falyuksil al-masajid bil-busut. One who wishes for his grave to be wide and spacious should build a masjid. One who wishes not to be eaten by maggots under the earth should visit the masjid. One who would like his body to remain fresh in the grave should clean the masjid. And one who would like to see his place in Jannah should lay a covering on the floor of the masjid. So awesome. You know, let me first refer to an ayah of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إنما يأمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخشى إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. This is ayah number 18 of Surah Al-Tawbah or Surah Al-Bara'ah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those who maintain the masajid of Allah are those who believe in Allah and the last day, and they establish the salah and they pay zakah, fearing none but Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who constructs a masjid will be granted a house in Jannah by Allah. You know, even if you can manage to be able to donate for one brick, has an awesome effect. There's an anecdote from the life of Bahlul, and I'll explain who Bahlul was. Bahlul was originally known as Wahab bin Umru, and he came from Kufa. He was a student of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who pretended to be insane so as to be able to do tabligh, for otherwise he'd be persecuted. And he lived during the time of the Khalifa Harun Rashid. Well, in this anecdote, we see the necessity for the right intention when we donate towards the construction of a masjid. It is said that Bahlul once saw some people constructing a large building. And on inquiring about it, he was told by the owner of the land that he was building a masjid. What are you building the masjid for? Who are you building it for? Bahlul asked. And the man said, for Allah, of course. That night, when the owners and the builders had gone home, Bahlul put a big sign in front of the masjid and it said, Masjid-e-Bahlul. The next morning when the owner of the land saw the sign, he was absolutely furious. He said, why did you do that, Bahlul? Bahlul said, if you really are building the masjid for Allah, it should not bother you what name is put on it. For he whom you are building it for is the knower of all intentions. So whether it's as this inscription says, building a masjid, or visiting a masjid, or cleaning the masjid, or laying a covering on the floor of the masjid, we must know what the intention is for. And a masjid is a very important place. Remember, the word masjid comes from the Arabic word sajada, which means to prostrate. So a masjid is a place of prostration, a place of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many, many adab that have to be applied when we visit a masjid. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, when entering the masjid, enter with your right foot and recite, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allahumma aftah alayna abwaab rahmatik. O Allah, open for us the doors of mercy. When you enter, sit starting at the front. Do not take up too much space. Move when someone else comes as a sign of respect. Look at the face of the speaker when he or she is reciting and listen attentively. Maintain silence even though you may not comprehend everything the speaker is saying. Never raise your voice above that of the speaker. Remember that the the speaker has done ihsan, protect him or her, and talk good of him and her. See, one of the most amazing aspects of Islamic ethics as such is that it doesn't leave out a single aspect of human life without laying down the laws for it. That's complete, absolutely complete. You know, the two types of gatherings that we usually conduct are public or private. And the public gatherings we have are typically held in a masjid or public halls. And usually an invitation is not necessary as far as a masjid is concerned. And there are very many other etiquettes that we need to understand. For example, when you're looking at the etiquettes of entering a private gathering like a home, then it's proper to ask permission before entering it. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, this is Surah number 24, Ayah 27, He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu la ahliha dhalikum khayrun lakum la'allakum tadhakkarun. O you who believe, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you have asked permission and saluted the people inside, said salam. That is better for you, that you may be mindful. I mean, that even is written out. The proper etiquette to say salam when you enter and exit a meeting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one of you went to a gathering, let him say salam. And if he wants to leave, let him say salam. And he says, the salams are so important. As I mentioned before, it is proper etiquette to make room in the gathering for newcomers. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions this so beautifully. If you look at Suratul Mujadila, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually spells this out. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Iza qila lakum tafassahu fil majalisi, Fafsahu yafsahillahu lakum. O you who believe, when it is said to you, make room in your assemblies, then make ample room. Allah will give you ample. Wa idha qila nshuzu fanshuzu, and when it is said, rise up, then rise up. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah will exalt those of you who believe. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ, and those who are given knowledge in high degrees. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ, and Allah is aware of what you do. Why is it so important to make room for others? Because when we don't make room for someone, we may give them the message that we don't care for their presence and they're not welcomed. Again, it is improper to ask someone to give up their space for you or for somebody else. There are various ahadith that specify this. For example, there is a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if someone leaves his spot and then return to it, he is better entitled to it. It is improper to push someone to sit between two others who are sitting side by side without their permission. It is improper. This is again a hadith for two people to talk secretively in the presence of a third person. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are three, then don't whisper between the two of you, ignoring the third till the number increases. This is because whispering will sadden him. I could go on and on about these ethics, but so important that when we talk about visiting a gathering, especially the gathering of visiting a masjid, then to ensure that because we're going there to seek peace, we do not cause discord amongst those who are there and start off with a good intention but leave with a bad feeling. Inshallah, we will continue with the inscriptions on the doors of Jannah. We have two more doors left tomorrow.